This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, as usual, Stefan Molyneux is in fuego, on fire. We like folks that are on fire. He's going to be joining us coming up. We're going to go through a lot of this news. The great part about Stefan, he's always a news hound, so he's up on everything. I want to get into all this with him, including the word tranny being banned. They're sending police now to college radio stations to illegally arrest people to pull stunts to act like the word tranny is illegal. Facebook decided, I'm not kidding, go to Wikipedia. This year, Zuckerberg decided that it is a word you can't use. But if someone's using it to describe how someone else misused it, then it's okay. And they've told us in phone calls, high-level folks at Facebook, we told them we were recording it, and they go, that's fine. Please just paraphrase us, not word for word. And we go, we're recording it. And like they were like robots. They just have canned responses. I've got like 20 minutes of it recorded in there. I mean, and I said, listen, I'm not, if I was against somebody, I should have the free speech unless I'm calling for violence. But I'm not hating on somebody because they want to dress up like a woman or take hormones and be one, just like a guy might want to take more steroids and become more male. I'm a libertarian, man. You want to drink vodka until you die? Do it. You want to do things that are healthy, do things that are bad. I don't want to pay for your sex change. I don't want to pay for your plastic surgery. I mean, it's plastic surgery. I don't want to pay for you. And it's like making this new super class. So yeah, let's play it. Here it is. College calls police on student who said tranny on the radio. Used the term on their program, deplorable radio. Calls the police. Just like the liberal, this is up in Minnesota, just like the liberal schools let Antifa beat you up and then nothing happens. And it's, look, they're choosing words they can ban. Now they want to ban the word mother and father. I'm not going to stop using it. And if I wanted to use it and say he was a bad father, he was a bad mother, in a pejorative, I can. But I need to sit here and say, oh, I'm not against you. Please don't censor me. I'm not against anybody. And I never have been. But it doesn't mean if a bunch of trannies have an event and then dance naked in front of kids here in Austin, literally with nothing but glitter on their genitals, I don't care if it's heterosexual or whatever you're doing, homosexual, it's illegal. It's wrong, and you're really pushing it. And you're hiding behind your rights, and a lot of pedophiles have picked up your banner and are hiding behind it. So you need to understand that. And again, a lot of big liberal activists have pointed that out and said it's child abuse. So let's go ahead and go to this clip. This is what you get the police coming after you for, to pretend like it's a dirty word that's an FCC violation. Well, that's the FCC. It's not an FCC violation. It's not the cops. So here's color of law, just like, oh, take the vaccines or we'll arrest you. Here it is.
Have a group here called the Queer Devil Worshippers for a Better Future. It's kind of like our version of Antifa here at Morris.
Hit pause. I'm going to come back and play the whole thing. We have a group here called Queer Devil Worshippers. And a lot of those groups want to be radical. That's what they say. By the way, they call themselves the queer group or the queer event. And then you go, oh, look, they're having the queer event. And they go, oh, my gosh, you're a band. You said queer. See, they're playing these semantical games, and it's not right. It's dangerous. It's authoritarian. So back it up and play it again.
We have a group here called the Queer Devil Worshippers for a Better Future. It's kind of like our version of Antifa here at Morris, except they're nicer. They're not nicer. They're just more timid.
They're nicer.
They're much more timid.
They're nicer and less violent.
Well, the only reason they're not violent is because there's not enough of them. And everybody knows everybody here at Morris. You see one
right, so we're gonna come back.
Trying to find someone.
We're going to come back. and they use the word tranny, created by the trannies, and now they say you can't, kind of like homosexual, they said is mean to gay people. So they said use the word gay. We go, okay, we'll be nice. We'll use your word. Now they go, don't use mother and father either. They're trying to be word police, man. This is serious authoritarianism. It's not about what's happening in your bedroom. It's about what you're trying to force on us, and we're not putting up with it.
Today, I'm excited to announce the new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We have a giant spectrum of news. The European Union's euro is crashing. People are having police called on them for using the word tranny, claiming it's an illegal word, not just a hateful word, all because Facebook just this year said it was now hateful. No one ever really said that before, but they decided. They first have a debate about a word, then their group decides it's illegal, and next week it'll be more words. They tell you what words you can use. They're God. So that's coming up. Charles Manson, dead at 83, and so much more in this third hour. But first, ladies and gentlemen, here's Stefan Molyneux talking about how, this is a great 20-minute video he did, explaining that conservatives shouldn't play the reindeer games. They shouldn't play the leftist games when it comes to running around taking any accuser and elevating it as if it's judge, jury, and executioner. So here is Mr. Infuego himself.
Republicans, I just got one question for you. Are you trying to lose? Are you trying to give away the stored blood and treasure of Western civilization as a whole? Is it a calling to lose? Is it a job? Is it a career? Is it a hobby? Whatever it is, you pretty much got it down to perfection. You've got a Senate seat on the line. Senate seat on the line. And Moore has been accused of touching girls inappropriately 40 years ago, right before an election. Huh. And you see, the mainstream media cares so much about all of this inappropriate touching that they, in 44 minutes, they call up all of the Republican senators and they get all, oh, what are your comments? What do you think? I need your comment on this. Tell me what you think. What are your comments? Because you see, the mainstream media, they're appalled. They're outraged. They're horrified at any kind of inappropriate touching. Teenage girls. So this is what they do, and this is why you lose, but you don't have to. Stop taking this moral high ground of self-congratulatory moral preening as you ride the four horses of appeasement, compromise, and moral self-congratulation into the abyss. You took people's votes, you take the money from the taxpayers to do your job. Now start doing your job. Start winning. Stop accepting the left's rules, because the left has no rules. The left has no, the left is like, they seek power like water from a high place seeks a low place. They just, whatever. Joe Biden, you can watch these videos that make you feel like space aliens are breathing right under your skin. Joe Biden is on video grabbing everything, aged in the single digits, as they try to wriggle away like some kid in space alien movies. Pretty close. This is who the left loves. They got no problem with these guys. Think they care about children and the girls? They care about children. Why would there be a national debt? If they cared about children, why would there be all these unfunded liabilities running into hundreds of trillions of dollars? Why would they be selling children off to Chinese banksters for 12 extra votes? If they, if we're talking about inappropriate touching of the young, how about an abortion forceps? They just, we'll talk about that another time. This is who the left loves. They care about these girls. Stack all of this stuff that the left accepts and loves and praises. But Roy Moore, you see, he signed a yearbook. He signed a yearbook in December of the next year. Oh, and he signed it as Ray, not Roy. Oh, and he signed it DA when he was, at the time, in fact, DDA, Deputy District Attorney. Oh, and also he got the name of the restaurant he was referring to wrong. And one of his accusers says, oh, he locked me in a car. I couldn't get out. The locks were childproof. Well, this was 1977. Child locks weren't required until the 1980s. So that's all proof, right? They had Clinton dead to rights. He had a major news network holding off an interview with Juanita Broderick, who says Bill Clinton raped her, until after the impeachment hearings. They're perfectly happy to cover up this kind of stuff. But he signed the yearbook. You understand? If you don't fight this, it's going to be raining rape in 2018. You're going to be like those sad, paralyzed little baby goats. Boo! Huh? Legs up! Don't move! That's the word that does it. Rape. Inappropriate sexual blah, assault. The Democrats don't care about this stuff because they praise so many people who've done infinitely worse than what Moore is accused of. They don't care. And so in the Darwinian underworld of modern politics, they win.
That's right. And joining us is Stefan Molyneux, live and in the flesh, on this Monday, the 20th day of November 2017, to cover the waterfront. And let's just continue the time we have left in this short segment. If we were watching this like a football game or like a battle between Lord Wellington and Napoleon, I mean, whatever the case would be, where are we at this point, and why do the Republican leadership want to be patted on the head by mainstream media when it's a dying anachronism that they should be running from? Why? I mean, I think it's because they've been mummified up there, and they've all been selected previously because they were such yes men. And because they don't think, and because they really are tied into the matrix.
Well, it's in general, it's a crime gang in Congress. They do things that are immoral and horrible. And I have a pretty strong inkling and feeling, Alex, that we're going to see happen to Congress what recently happened to Hollywood in terms of the blowout of sexual harassment allegations, and probably worse. So they are in for the full Weinstein treatment, I think, coming up. There is rumblings on Twitter that this is all coming because, of course, they've been paying off, what is it, $15 million in slush money taxpayer
funded. In over 250 cases.
Yeah. And I want to know who these people are. As an American voter, you should really want to know who these people are. Who are you voting for? Who has stuff on them? Do you think that a congressperson can be independent if they've been subject to this kind of star chamber review, if they've been subject to allegations that are paid off in terms of sexual harassment or worse? They're not independent. People got stuff on them. Can they vote according to their independent conscience if they can be blackmailed with this stuff? I don't know. I doubt it. So we really need to see this kind of stuff. And all of these people acted in these terrible ways with no idea that people like you and I were going to ride up on our little ponies of truth and start shooting the flares of illumination into the sky. So all of this is old school behavior. It's horse and buggy crap. Without the alternative media to hold their feet to the fire, to keep speaking truth to power, these guys would have got away with it. And imagine how much they would have got away with it if Hillary was in power.
Well, that's some footage I've got coming up just in the next segment. We have Hillary supporters at her book signing attacking our female reporter, grabbing her mic, hissing, screaming. And these are like 40, 50, 60-year-old women kissing and going crazy and acting like animals. It's like the left has degenerated so much.
They are terribly lazy. They are like Olympic swimmers who spent their entire life training swimming with the current, with a jetpack and a motorboat and water skis. I mean, because they've had the mainstream media on their side, they've had government schools on their side, they've had academia on their side, they've had Hollywood on their side, they really haven't had to formulate a really good argument against strong and rigorous intellectual opposition for the last 50-odd years. The last time someone came up with a good argument against them was Joseph McCarthy, and look what happened to him. They had enough control of the media to destroy that man's life and to cover up all of the communists who were in the State Department and other areas of government. So they're lazy. And the people who've been swimming against the current, we've really sharpened our intellectual weapons, and we are tanned, fit, rest, relaxed, with Bruce Lee bellies, and ready to rock and roll. So we are unfortunately outclassing them enormously. And when you think you're all that, and then you run up against a real opponent, the inevitable response is a kind of strangled panic.
That's it. I mean, they're like drowning rats. It's what it looks like, just flailing around, squeaking, and pissing themselves.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique 3-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
It's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the Infowars.com studios.
Stefan Molyneux of Free Domain Radio is our guest. He's also an author, researcher. We'll tell you about his book and more. Before I go any further, I want to be clear. I'm not a tribalist. George W. Bush, twice for me trying to ask questions, had me arrested on his orders, once in New York, once here in Austin. I was later told. I don't like the Republican blue bloods. I want to get rid of them. But leftist ideology, going back to the Jacobins and their French Revolution, if you study it, is really the mindset of Charlie Manson. His clips about global warming and his clips about world government, and his clips about killing people and how he's an elitist. He was involved in a CIA program. He was there at the same time as Theodore Kaczynski, who was in the MKUltra program. That's LA Times, by the way. They were involved in the occult. They were going to be the ruling class. They were involved with all the big, rich, powerful baronesses and heirs. And he was mad because they were kicking him out of that club when he set up his own little cult. So he just went and killed a bunch of people to get back at him. We know that. I covered it last hour, went over all the evidence. But when you hear what he's saying all those years ago, it's what Antifa's saying today. But they weren't this deranged. They had a lot of well-meaning liberals that were well-spoken, involved, and really were against police brutality, and really were against real racism. And now they just mutated into something 1,000 times worse than I thought. Race baiting and culture dividing and shaving cream companies saying it's bad to be a man. That article's up on Infowars.com with the video. Toxic masculinity everywhere. Genocide the whites. It's a good thing. Trump gets the black players out of prison in China. Their dad's, you know, like, screw you. It's just a frothingness. So when I coined the term left-right paradigm, I meant they control us within fighting left-right. We should get out of it and just be pro-human. But now it really is a left-right issue in that the globalists went for broke with leftist ideology worldwide because it's collectivist, and that's what they want. And now it's metastasized, gone rogue in many ways, and has literally gone insane. And I don't know where it's going now as they rampage and try to stop recovery, as the EU implodes. And as this battle is joined, Stefan, I mean, what would you call this time historically?
It is a time of the first potential pushback against the spread of state force and state power in the history of the world. Somebody asked me the other day, Alex, it's an interesting question. They said, have you ever noticed or known of a country that has turned back from ever-increasing state power without going through some massive collapse and some massive, godforsaken Venezuela-style, you know, hunting pigeons in the town square and rats in the sewer, fundamental decay? And it's really hard to think of one. But we do have this conversation. We have this capacity to reach the masses, absent of gatekeepers. We can bypass everyone who's supposed to keep the truth from the public. So right now, we are facing an ever-increasing escalation of state power. There are the nationalistic movements, the anti-EU movements, the anti-massive police state movements that are going on throughout the West, personified with, you know, Nigel Farage and with Trump and with other people and so on. So there is this pushback. Never in history has it ever been successful. Basically, people have had to twiddle their thumbs, cry their tears, and break their hearts as society slides off the abyss, and then cross their fingers that in a couple of hundred years we can get civilization back. Now, for the first time, we have the capacity to put the brakes on the inevitable tsunami of escalating state power. And really, if you have the capacity to do that, that's all you should be doing these days.
So not only do the tyrants have technology to manipulate, we now have technology that keeps boomeranging back on them, and their plans don't go the way they want more and more. And now humanity is learning from its mistakes. And most of the so-called minorities I talk to are not racist idiots. They know about the manipulation. It's fake polls. It's disinfo. Just like during the election, that's why they're panicking. They know they're losing control.
Well, what people need are simple facts. And what we hope, I think, through providing simple facts and reason and evidence to people as a whole, is we can get them to have their love overcome their fear. This is going to sound all kinds of Hallmark sort of smile squishy, but I think it's really, really important. There are people who, there is the left, and then there are the people who are the scared of the left. And those are the majority Republicans, you know, prior to Trump and the Never Trumpers and so on. So there are the people on the left who openly admit that they'll use any satanic method that they can through their Satan Prince Saul Alinsky. They've been very honest about this. They'll use whatever power, whatever manipulations they can. They have no standards just to gain power. So there's the left, the hard left, and then there are those who are scared of the left.
They're a power cult.
Yeah. They're power cults. And so those, the left want our blood, the left want our subjugation, and those who are scared of the left are hoping to appease them to buy a decade or two of peace. Well, the decade or two was a decade or two ago, and that no more appeasement is going to work. It's going to all happen within our lifetime. So I want to bring people to love freedom more than they fear the abusers, more than they fear the people who can harm you, more than they fear the abuse of the media or of social media, more than they fear what they can lose from people attacking them unjustly. And we see people, you know, Trump waded through endless accusations of abuse and racism and sexism. We've got Roy Moore, who's not backing down or backing out of what I think are unfounded allegations against him. We have to show people how love can overcome fear, how love of freedom, love of the future, love of our civilization, love of our history, love of our children, that is the only power that can overcome the fear that will get us all plowed under in the usual socialist expansion in history.
You're absolutely right. You've always got these socialist Jacobin Illuminati expansionists who are the opposite of illuminating people. They're the counterfeit of you know, what you call the Enlightenment and Francis Bacon and all the rest of it. And they are just dedicated, they'll tell you, to dominating you. They don't even want a civilization. They want to gouge our eyes out, turn our skulls into goblets, and then drink up all the wine and sit on top of a pile of skulls and not even care that more wine doesn't come because they burn down the vineyards. It's the same thing we see in Africa, killing all the white farmers. It's just a power lust to have that minute of power gouging somebody's eyes out, even though you're going to starve to death in 2 weeks.
Once somebody has admitted to you, Alex, that they have no principles, then there is no end to their escalation of destruction. And we've seen this. We've seen this at the French Revolution, where you have thousands of priests and nuns dragged out of monasteries and churches and chapels, and eyes gouged out, throats slit, heads cut off in the streets. We saw this in Cambodia, where the first thing they did was target anybody with an intelligence above 100 and arguments above medievalism. They dragged them out into the cities. They forced them to become farmers. Everyone starves to death. We saw this in the Ukraine under Stalin and the Holodomor, when they collectivized all the farms, gave all of the farm machinery to incompetent people, killed off all of the rich and competent farmers, and then millions and millions of people starved to death. We saw this in China, tens of millions of people slaughtered. We saw this in North Korea, where it's basically one giant open-air prison camp. There is no end to the escalation of the aggression they will use. This is why we have to not just oppose the evil that is coming, but show the light of love and reason and happiness and joy, and that is the light by which we must drive back the darkness. Because there's an old saying that has really stuck with me from Nietzsche, but he said, when you confront monsters, when you face down monsters, be careful that you yourself does not become a monster. And we must oppose the evil, but guide ourselves by the good much as possible.
Because when you stare into the abyss, a lot of times you become the abyss. We'll be back with Stephan Molyneux, who again is on fire, ladies and gentlemen. We'll cover a bunch of big breaking news with him and get into all these words they're trying to ban. Facebook told us, you use the word tranny, you're banned. But then the left can use it all they want. I mean, this is true discrimination. After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to HeartDrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit HeartDrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We can rebuild him better than he was before.
We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's first bionic man. Steve Austin will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster.
Folks, we'll see if we can rebuild the republic and make it better, and then everybody wants to come here because it's not perfect. You can sure point all day at our wrongs and our problems. But then why does everybody want to get here? Because there was a little bit of more freedom and a little bit more leave me alone. And suddenly you got all these choices. And suddenly you got all these doctors, and suddenly you got all these vacations, and suddenly you got all these new appliances, and suddenly you live longer. And everybody then points at it and says, it's evil, it's evil, get rid of it. And Obama says, that's right, you can't have cars or air conditioning if you're in Africa. How is that not the most racist thing we've ever heard? So what you've got is a bunch of kleptocrats who want to use the tidal forces of human nature, tribalism, and have a new reverse colonialism, but not for the people of the third world invading the West to actually share in the spoils, because that's the plan, is to have people come here and work and live and make things better. No, to come here to politically conquer it. So, Stefan Molyneux, I've been asking a lot of questions, and I got a ton of news here I want to go over with you, but what else is on your radar screen you want to impart to the viewers?
Yeah, I was thinking about this, you know, calling the police on words that people find offensive and so on. And I was just thinking over the break, Alex, you know what I really, really want, and I think I speak for a lot of people in this, I want a little bit of space. I want a little bit of breathing room. I feel like we're all kind of getting squished up together with this political correctness. You know, it's like if I was doing the interview and I had the camera like right up here, be a little claustrophobic, little bit of an invasion in personal space. And I really, really want some space. I want, like, if people want to change their agenda, just don't force me to pay for it. If people are irresponsible with their sexuality, just don't force me to pay for it. If people would rather play video games and learn some job skill, let them live with the lower wages. Let's have a little bit of space. Let's have a little bit of personal privacy for our money, for our thoughts, for our opinions. If you disagree with someone in the public square and it really bothers you, go engage them. Mind to mind, verbal battle to verbal battle. Don't call the police on a word you find upsetting. That is very claustrophobic, and that's saying that we don't have any personal space anymore. We don't have any privacy for our wallet. We don't have any privacy for our communications. We don't have any privacy for being offensive. And who on earth is to say that the person who is the most offensive now might not be the person who gives us the biggest moral breakthrough in the future? Slavery, anti-slavery, was highly offensive to people when it first came out. Who on earth has the omniscience to know that what is offensive now might not be moral tomorrow?
Well, the old left said, hey, I may disagree with you, but I'll fight to death for you to say it, because political speech and unpopular speech is the most protected. And, of course, you're talking about the article, college calls police on student who said tranny. They arrest you if you don't use the G or Z or whatever the new cult words are. Talk about a cult. No longer use mother or father. We have words for you. Use this. It's a revolution. They know what they're doing. And so they talk about their local Antifa group at this Minnesota college, and it's called Devil Worshipping Queers. And notice, the gay folks can use the word queer all day. I don't care. But then somebody else says, hey, they're having their queer rally. It's the name of the rally. And I've had strikes on my YouTube for saying they had this, you know, the such and such queer rally, which is the name of the rally. But then I can't say the name of the rally because it's like a God complex with the left. And they're using these little subgroups then to be the little victims to where trannies came up with the name tranny. That's the name they gave themselves. I looked it up, and I looked up where it came from. This year, Facebook decided it's hateful. They banned it. And so now everyone else is saying it's an FCC word when it's not. And it's just, like, incredible that I had Facebook say, we're going to shut you down and ban you on Facebook. We're going to shut, but we want to have one of our executives talk to you. And I couldn't believe it. It was the head of the, quote, Facebook brands. So we get in the phone call. We go, we're recording this. Me, Rob Dew and us are in there. We haven't played it yet. And they don't even listen to us. They go, okay, well, just paraphrase me. And then they go, just don't use that word. And I go, but what if I'm reading a news headline? They just go, I'll call you back in a few days, and we're going to give you a full list of all the words you can't use. Well, they never called us back. So, I mean, I'm on a phone call with an executive telling me don't say tranny. Tranny, 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 tranny. I mean, again, folks, this is such a war on words. It's crazy. What do you think?
Well, this is what happens when you get multiculturalism often, so often, Alex, devolves into multilegalism or multi-rulesism. You know, multicultural is kind of sold like, well, you can get a wide variety of delectable treats on Main Street because there's going to be lots of different kinds of ethnic restaurants. And oh, if you're really into Natasha Atlas, you'll be able to appreciate her music even more. And it's all this softy gooey, you know, there'll be different songs, different music, different food and so on. And that's great. And that's how it's kind of sold to you. But what actually happens is you end up with different rules for different groups. And they start off as ostracism punishment rules, and then they escalate to banning on social media rules, and then they go all the way to legal rules in society. And you end up with different rules for different groups, no objective standards. You go from multiculturalism to multilegalism, where protected groups have different sentences, protected groups have different rules, and, you know, the N-word can be used by rappers, but not by anyone else, and this word can be used by this group, but if this group uses it, it's horrible and opposing. You get this fragmented, broken mirror
total
of
discrimination.
Methodologies, and it breaks society apart.
It's total discrimination, too. It creates new classes, as you just said, and they know what they're doing.
This incredible balkanization, which results in the self-policing of people and the hostile opposition to other groups. Because if you have to self-police all the time, if you're a white male, say, for instance, you're not in any protected group. So many white males, I just did this video on masculinity as a whole, and so many white males are feeling like, well, I can't take this, and I can't apply for this job because it says, are you part of a minority, or are you a woman when you apply for this job? And I know if I don't check that off, I'm never getting to the interview phase, and I can't say this, and everyone's going to attack me for that. And what happens is then you see these other groups who seem to be getting away with astonishingly huge breaks in these rules, and there's this frustration with your own inhibited state, and then there's this mounting resentment against other people who flout these rules with impunity, and this is how they set us against each other. Create these rules, have them apply.
Exactly, it's meant to create
race war. Minus 500 to these.
It's meant to create racial
division. And then we end up resenting each other and fighting each other.
It's meant to create racial division. Exactly, the end game is all of us hating each other.
And it's such a shame, because if we all agree to submit to reason and evidence, we can have very positive and productive and enjoyable discussions. But we're turning into, it's like a science conference where you've got tarot cards and voodoo as to whose conjecture or hypothesis becomes validated. No, we need reason and evidence, because if we simply bow to political correctness, we are going to tear ourselves apart as a society. And those of us who can see the tears coming are desperately trying to sew them back together. But there's lots of people out there with scimitars just slashing away at the entire tapestry and fabric of what holds us together as societies, and we must do everything we can to prevent that from happening, because what's on the other side of that tapestry is a whole lot of blood and bones.
100%. And you notice, for a long time, the Hollywood elite, the comedians, they were exempt. They could tell the dirty jokes. They could just say the racial jokes. Now they can't either, and they're not liking it. I mean, this is such a prison that's been built, and it's like a self-perpetuating system that just gets more loony and more crazy. I mean, I think it's destined to fail.
Well, we do have some bright spots in all of this, and this all comes out of the alternative media. The left has traditionally used allegations of sexual misconduct to undermine and cripple their political opponents. We see that, of course, happening in Alabama. The plus side is, since now there's an alternative media to bring up Bill Clinton, they're now on the left throwing the Clintons under the bus so that they can retain this weapon of sexual allegations against the Republicans or non-leftists. And anything which diminishes the power of the Clintons in the public sphere, I find it really hard to think of as in any way bad.
All right, Stefan Molyneux, straight ahead. I'm going to play some of the banned radio. The police were called on this to create the color of law that they weren't allowed to even describe the names of the groups. Because remember, the left's allowed to use all these groups. You're not. They said so. We'll be back.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. Stefan Molyneux is riding shotgun with us today. Stefan Molyneux has his new book out that I've read. It's excellent. The Art of the Argument, artoftheargument.com. Be sure and get that and find out more at Free Domain Radio on YouTube while it's still there. 2 weeks ago, congressional hearings, they openly said, oh, we saw Paul Watson's article at InfoWars was number one about the attack, saying it was Islamic and that the mayor had been warned. This is fake news. And then the Twitter, Facebook, Google execs were like, sir, we saw it at lunch and took it down. And despite all their censorship, we've had 5 billion views altogether. I know because YouTube told us, they said, let us monetize all this, but also take most of the other channels down. You let everybody use your stuff. But I knew it was just a way to give them the authorization to take all material off. So we don't just have our, you know, 2 billion views on our channels. We have 3 billion. That was a couple of years ago. They told us it's like 4 million, so I'm guessing it's 5 million now. It's probably way bigger. They don't like the fact we're way bigger than the Young Turks. The only thing bigger is like something like PewDiePie, who they want to take over because they don't control him, even though he's not even political. It's about control. People don't want their Hollywood garbage. They don't want their mainstream trap anymore. You can get a few idiots that do, but people want real diversity and ideas. But we're under censorship. That's why you got to hand share the links to Infowars.com and the stories and the videos and the live feeds on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, and on other platforms. It's why you are absolutely authorized to grab our feeds and put them on your Facebook, your Twitter, your YouTube, whatever. Just get the information out there. Support our local radio stations. Become a sponsor. Support their sponsors. Support us. We've got free shipping through this week. I'm extending because of the Black Friday sales, and it got back in stock. 50% off Brain Force, our incredibly popular nootropic. Brands that are similar are $60 to $70. It's a deal at $39. It's $19.95 right now, but it's a small shipment. We're not going to get more probably until the end of the year. So Brain Force Plus, 50% off. We've got some other big specials we're running today as well, but a lot of these specials can only run for a few days. So Brain Force Plus is the special we've got today, and 25% off Pro Pure water filtration systems and several other big specials. Don't forget our fluoride-free toothpaste. It's got colloidal silver and iodine in it. Don't forget we've got our new line of probiotics, Floralife, and a digestive enzyme for big carnivores, carnivore. Check that out at InfoWarsStore.com. And when you get excited about what we're doing, we can get more crew, more people. We can expand and not be destroyed. Because we're either going to grow under these attacks, and believe me, they're intense, or we're going to implode. And I've decided to grow in the face of it. Big fish eat little fish. So whether it's highest quality body armor at the best prices, or whether it's books and films and non-GMO heirloom seeds, thousands of great preparedness items at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And there's several specials we had last week that are about to end. I don't have time to get into. But Stefan, we're really right. I mean, we're not just here saying all of this. It's really happening. They're going more insane. What is the limit on the rotting intellectual fruit that is the power cult that's modern liberalism and the decaying Republican establishment? Because as you said, they were just a bunch of lazy ne'er-do-wells who thought they were in power as culture kings, imposing their will on everybody, but really they're just a bunch of camp followers of a cold-blooded corporate takeover system. As they realize that they're not in power anymore, those of us that are libertarian or freedom-based, we're just, maybe we've got them off our back a little, but we understand it's not like feeling powerful because our ideas are being a little bit represented. It's like a desperate beachhead hoping we can turn the tide against these mentally ill people. I mean, they're the most depressed. They're the most pathetic. You get Facebook documents where the executives say these liberals are pathetic, servile, deranged, depressed people. Let's keep them more depressed and suck them dry. I mean, it's so cold-blooded. Hillary calling them losers in their mother's basements and how much she hates her constituents, but they don't care. They still march on worshiping her. But then Donna Brazile starts to wake up and others start to wake up that their brand's dying. But I think it's too little too late.
This is where I see things, Alex. We are in a house. The sun is rising. The vampires are beating down the door, but we still have to invite them in. If we don't invite them in, poof, they turn into ash from the rising sun. They have missed the opportunity to crush us. You know, you've been doing this longer than I have. I've been doing it for about 11 years in a public sphere, many, many years before that in a private sphere. Back in the day, they tried to smash me down. Back in the day, and continually, they try to smash you down. But it's too late. We have become too big. There are too many interconnected people. There are too many networks. There are too many freedom lovers who are supporting each other. Now, if they try and smash people down, all they do is raise the profile. In other words, what I'm saying is the Liberty virus, my friends, has gone airborne. It can no longer be contained. And that means that it's a wonderful opportunity for everyone out there. Please do not view the liberation of Western civilization as a spectator sport. Do not sit there passively in your chair, thumbing your remote and hoping that other people are going to save the world for you. We have passed the tipping point, the Overton window. Has gone so far now that what was impossible before has become commonplace now. What was radical before has become commonplace now. So I invite and urge everyone, do not have this incredibly powerful moment in time be nothing more than something you look at and are passively hoping that other people will do for you. Get up, exactly. Get involved, support, start something, write something. It's a webcam and a microphone. You can do that for $50. Really dig deep. Find a way to talk passionately about freedom.
Don't let
and
them
truth
conquer
and
you.
And fight
don't,
back
exactly.
against the powers.
Don't let them conquer you.
And don't let other people save you. You know, there's an old, it was a poster when I was a kid that was around, and it was a kid looking at his father after the Second World War, and this was during the Second War, and the kid was saying, Daddy, what did you do in the Great War? And the kid, the father was like shamefaced and looking down, because I don't know, I guess he didn't really do much of anything. This is easier, it's much easier than trench warfare. You know, we know when he's asking us to snort mustard gas into our lungs or, you know, have shells barrage down on our heads at least yet. So it's much easier. This is the easiest fight that has ever had for the greatest stakes in human history. And please, please, I beg people on my knees, do not let this opportunity for heroism pass you by. Self-esteem, self-respect is something that you really have to fight for. It's like health. It doesn't just happen to you. You have to take active steps to have pride in yourself. And there's no greater gift to yourself than acting in a courageous, moral manner against vicious and immoral people. So everybody has this opportunity. The barrier to entry has never been lower. The stakes have never been higher. And the fight, frankly, has never been more fun. Join in.
That's right. And again, I don't like to demonize our enemies, because that's something that means I've got a crutch and I want to feel elitist. I mean, you know, those of us that have natural compass know that putting somebody else down doesn't make us bigger. But you have to recognize that any Hillary event or any Democrat event, these aren't just Antifa events. These are gibbering, hateful people that can hardly talk. And they are lunatics, and it's getting worse, and it is a mass form of psychosis. And of course, that's been proven in psychology that you don't just have individual psychosis. Humans are designed that usually somebody in the group must know the right way. So they're following a bad leader, and they won't admit they've been wrong, and they won't admit things are serious. It's like the Germans still thought they were going to win when the Russians were a mile away from the right chancellor, and Hitler still thought he was going to win till 2 days before. And it just shows, I kind of got to give it to them, though. They won't give up, but they're becoming caricatures of zombies. I mean, here's just 10 seconds of this. We can't show a lot of it because of the radio stations and TV stations. And most, I mean, it's been bleak, but they're flipping everybody off. They're cussing, screaming. These are women attacking our female reporter, physically grabbing on her, grabbing the mic, cussing at her for just coming up trying to talk to him about Bill Clinton. Here it is, at a Hillary book signing.
You're not going to get away with this.
That's not
Hillary Clinton.
Signing.
Whoa!
Boo!
I agree.
We got to cover all the flipping off, because we're on a lot of TV stations now, and I guess you can't FCC show them flipping everybody off. I didn't even know that. I apologize to some of the stations that called us last Friday. I was showing some of these women flipping people off, and they're like, you can't show that. So, but it's only picked a few. They're all like this. What happened to them?
Well, there are people, of course, who use false ethics to gather power. And there are other people, though, who have good intentions, who simply have the wrong information. So I Twittered something this morning, which I'll mention briefly here, Alex, which is, you know, people care about poor people in the third world. Now, in the past, when Western companies went to the third world and scraped up a bunch of resources and took them out of the third world, people said, well, that's wretched, terrible imperialism. Okay, I understand that case. But now, in the West, a lot of countries in the West are scooping up the smartest people from the third world and bringing them into the West. Now, intelligence is one of the greatest natural resources, along with empathy, that the world has.
Exactly.
So how is it terrible to strip mine natural resources from the third world in the past, but now taking the intelligent people, the most competent and educated people, out of the third world, thus damning those countries to ever decay?
It's a total brain drain.
How is that not equivalent?
Stay there. I want to do five more minutes, because I noticed this. Even when I was a little kid in the country, people were smart, they were cool, they were good looking. Now I go to the countryside, where a lot of my family's from, and it looks like Beverly Hillbillies, and it's just cable TV or satellite TV and people, because it's like the brain's left. And it's the same thing with the third world. It just wipes it out. We'll be right back. That's a key point he just made.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.